Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this. I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. Today I'd like to talk about Christian unity. In a world that seems more divided than ever, it's easy to feel discouraged by the disagreements and fragmentation we see within the church. But as believers, we are called to something higher, something that transcends our differences and draws us together in the bond of Christ. In Ephesians 4:4-6, Paul writes, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all." These verses paint a powerful picture of the unity that we share as Christians, a unity that is rooted in the very nature of God. You see, when we were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we entered into a life and love of the triune God. We became part of something much bigger than ourselves, a community of faith that spans across time and space. Our baptism is a shared calling, a unifying force that draws us together despite our differences. But let's be honest, unity isn't always easy. We live in a fallen world, and even within the church, we encounter division and disagreement. It's tempting to focus on what separates us rather than what unites us. But here's the thing, our unity doesn't ultimately rest on our own efforts or abilities. It rests on the unity of God Himself. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit exist in perfect unity, a oneness that is the very foundation of our faith. When we ground our unity in the character and nature of God, we find the strength and the stability that can withstand even the most challenging circumstances. We discover that our oneness is not something we create, but something we receive as a gift from God. This doesn't mean that we ignore our differences or pretend that they don't exist. The beauty of the body of Christ is that it is made up of unique individuals, each with their own gifts, perspectives, and experiences. The Holy Spirit delights in this diversity, using it to build up and strengthen the church. But even as we celebrate our God-given diversity, we must never lose sight of the unity that underlies it all. So how do we live out this unity in our daily lives? It starts with focusing on what we share in common, our faith in Christ, our baptismal calling, and our identity as children of God. It means actively seeking out opportunities for reconciliation and understanding even when it's difficult. It means choosing to love and serve one another, putting the needs of others before our own. When we do this, when we embody the unity that is ours in Christ, we bear a powerful witness to a watching world. In a society that is so often marked by division and strife, the church has the opportunity to be a beacon of hope, a community where love triumphs over hatred and where grace overcomes all barriers. So let's cling to the truth of Ephesians 4. Let's celebrate the unity that is ours in Christ, and let's commit ourselves to being agents of reconciliation and peace in a broken world. May our lives be a testament to the transforming power of the gospel, and may we never lose sight of the beautiful truth that we are one body, one spirit, called to one glorious hope. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.